Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
What's up, Alyssa?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi there.
Hey.
We're here to help you out, but first we got to know what happened. Why do you think you got ghosted by Clay?
I don't know. So what happened was I was dating him, like legit dating, not like on and off dating or like questioning it or whatever.
For how long?
For 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it was two, like, good months. And then after 2 months, he's just MIA. And we made it, like, you know, past the awkward stage. It was the first few dates. And then we hooked up. We stayed over. We spent the weekend together. Like, all of the things happened. And I was, like, basically calling him my boyfriend. Like, not to his face yet, but definitely, like, to other people. Mm. And now he just won't pick up the phone.
Maybe he found out that you were calling him your boyfriend.
Right. Is that a bad thing, Booker?
Well, I mean, that is a very difficult question to answer because
it could be a good or bad thing.
It's different for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be tied down.
Well, let's just forget about speculating. Let's call Clay and see what happened. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Clay. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Listen, I don't want to bum rush you with a bunch of jibber jab, but I want to let you know that you're on the radio. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and I hope you'll make a few minutes for us because we want to talk to you about Alyssa, who's also on the phone. That's the reason we're calling you. She said you guys were great, and then all of a sudden, you're gone. Great and gone.
Great and gone.
Yeah, you know, we had a good time, but I wound up getting yelled at by her a couple weeks ago. I had come over on a Friday night, and she had made a charcuterie board stuff, and she was having some friends coming over, and I ate a piece of salami off of it.
Time out. And, why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Because I always struggle with that word. I'm always like a meat and cheese tray.
Charcuterie.
Bro, it just sounds so fancy.
Okay, so back to the charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. I ate like a salami rose off of it. I don't know. It was there.
Wait, what?
It freaks out on me.
A salami rose?
Yeah, she had made like a little salami rose, I guess. I don't know. She made like all the stuff on it. Fine, it's there to eat. And she like completely flipped out on me. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to, I can't do that. I can't have.
Dude.
She reminded me too much of my mom. So I was like, no, this is it.
Wait
That's
a minute. So
awesome.
You just kind of vanished because she yelled at you for eating the salami rose off the charcuterie?
What is a salami rose?
Dude, you don't know.
First of all, this has got to be one of the weirdest Waiting by the Phones ever.
Bro.
Alyssa, what the hell is going on?
First of all, I am allowed to defend my charcuterie board. They are not easy to make. They take forever.
I understand. I've recently become a charcuterist.
Really?
Yeah, so
do you make the rose?
I do not, so I really need to step up my game.
The rose is the centerpiece. You take like a bunch of like salami or like prosciutto or something like that, and you like roll it up into a rose. But like it takes a while. You have to like stand
out.
Yeah,
but I don't know
and, like,
that. I mean, it's me.
Yeah, but,
it's
like,
me.
You ate the whole... You literally picked up a ball of salami shaped like a rose and ate it. Like,
yeah, but it was there to eat, so that's what I did.
That's what it said. Yeah, exactly.
It's not glued together for non-consumption.
It's literally decorative. Like, you could see it on the board that it's in the shape of something, so you decided to go for the fanciest part of the charcuterie board before my friends even got there and eat the whole thing.
Yeah, like I said, you have some control issues, obviously. It's pretty apparent. So,
Oh my God, I don't.
Oh, because I ate your rose off of your salami friggin' rose? Come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me?
Because I worked hard on it, and you took the part that required the most effort and just ate it.
To make it too Oh no, come on, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what my mother would do to me when I was younger. So there's no way I'm.
Wow.
Wow. Flashbacks.
Wow. Sound like an old married couple.
Bro, this is so great. Wow. You're fighting over a salami rose.
It's Wait,
great.
Your mom would make salami roses?
No. But I mean, you know. It's this whole idea of control. Like, you can't do that. Don't do this. It's like, chill out. It's a piece of food. It's like, it's not
real.
But
it's not even control. Like, if it's there clearly for display, like, you can see it. It sticks out on the board. It's pretty big.
Yeah, like I said, you got control issues. Control issues.
That was, no, it's not. I wanted people to see it before you ate it.
Tara, how do you feel about this?
I totally understand because you guys always eat the stuff you're not supposed to eat. So in my house, I have to put post-it notes. Do not eat this.
That's
otherwise,
so
it'll
funny.
Get eaten. Yeah. Some things you have to save for guests.
You could say, hey, don't eat this rose.
Yeah.
But you didn't. I'm not a mind reader, so.
What I'm hearing right now is that, Clay, you've already made up your mind. You're pretty adamant about the fact that you're not interested in going out with Alyssa
She's
anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Alyssa, this has got to be the weirdest reason anybody
Seriously,
has ever
bro.
Left.
Honestly, if that's how you're going to react to me defending something that I made for my friends, then that's fine, honestly.
Well, think about how ridiculous it is. I mean, how literally...
Yeah, it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous that you don't understand
gross. I mean,
why
come on,
it's important.
That's ridiculous. I think you got some issues that you need to work
it's
out.
So
I need to work on the charcuterie rose because I thought my board was on point, but clearly it's not.